This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Well, Jason, we're going to know pretty early on how good or maybe not so good this Ravens team is going to be. They start a season-opening six-game stretch where the Ravens face five teams that made the playoffs last year, including the top seeds in both conferences and both participants in the AFC Championship game. And it all starts where their season ended in Buffalo, Sunday Night Football, Week 1.
Yeah, I mean, there have been years before where we looked at the early season schedule and it looked like a gauntlet. And I can remember Josh Allen coming here early and Tua coming here early after they'd beat these guys in Miami, and it looked like that was going to be the greatest show on grass offensively. It turned out not to be so much, and them facing a C.J. Stroud very early in the season and winning that game, but Stroud looking the part. I can remember them losing early season games to Gardner Minshew.
Twice.
So they do, on the whole, the Ravens tend to get better as the season goes along, and sometimes their bigger missteps are early in the year, losing to a bad Raiders team in Vegas. Obviously, that Ronnie Stanley situation had a lot to do with that year. And yes, it's a bit of a gauntlet. And for me, there's five pretty much surefire playoff teams on their schedule. Buffalo, Kansas City, Houston, the Rams, and the Packers, for me, are in that boat. I'm not so sure about Detroit and Minnesota. I think that division might fall off a little bit. I really like Green Bay. But of those five I mentioned, they're facing four of those in the first 6 weeks of the season prior to that Week 7 bye. If they go 4-2 going into that bye, Bone, I think that they have a chance to get pretty high on the hog and really be in a great position by the time they get to the final four games, which, again, now you're playing three of the final four on the road. Going to Lambeau that time of year can be tricky. The Steelers might have Mike Tomlin's record of consecutive winning seasons and another wild card berth on the line for that final game of the year. So I think the Ravens, honestly, if they're who I think they're going to be, will have a playoff berth wrapped up by week 17, week 16, and maybe even the division, depending on this Bengals defense and is it even slightly below average? Is it just putrid? They're going to have to take care of business. It's odd. The three home games, three road games, three home games thing is an interesting quirk. Like, it's not perfect. It's never going to be perfect. The bye may be still a little too early for some. The three straight road games, I don't care who you're playing, that's always tricky.
One of three teams to have.
Right. Somebody else in the division has it, too, I think.
The Patriots and the Titans each have three-game road trips.
Oh, I guess I got that part screwed up. Regardless, it's not ideal, but nothing's going to be perfect. But, like, I don't see a flight here, Bone, that's longer than 2 hours on a private plane.
Third fewest miles traveled in football.
They got that going for them. Yes, the tougher part of the schedule is before week six, but you know, they're at least what, four of those first six are at home. Now we could quibble about at Buffalo and at Kansas City. But guess what? We knew they were going to Buffalo and Kansas City before they put out a 7-minute or 11-minute video last night, you know, telling us about it. We already knew who was home and who was road. We just didn't know what order. But yeah, I think they will be tested early. I think they'll meet the challenge. Even 3-3 going in the bye wouldn't be the end of the world.
Absolutely not.
And four primetime games is fine for me. That's plenty, because it's going to be more than four. Because one of those two final games is going to be primetime, and maybe both of them.
Yeah, and who knows? The second Cincinnati game is currently just a 1 o'clock game. That could be a primetime game as well. But the Green Bay in Week 17, that's one of those flex games. So that means the Ravens could play on Saturday that week. And, of course, Week 18 is always up in the air. But another interesting quirk in talking about the division, and maybe the Ravens won't run away with it as quick as people may think, in large part because they don't play many division games early, Jason. They play the Browns twice in the first 12 weeks. Then they play the Bengals and Steelers both twice in the last 6 weeks. So four out of the last six games are division games against Cincinnati and Pittsburgh.
Well, and look, I could see the Browns starting the season 0-7 or 0-8.
Oh, there, dude.
So, like, can this be the year that they sweep the Browns? Am I asking for two? Can you go to Cleveland and beat a bad team in their backyard? Yeah. Like, I know that, you know, they morphed us or we came from them.
Yeah.
They spawned us. We stole them, whatever. But, like, can they go into that first Cincinnati game already 2-0 in the division? Am I asking for too much?
I don't think so. I think that week two game is going to be very interesting because there's a long way between now and then. That very well could be Joe Flacco starting as the opposing quarterback at M&T Bank Stadium for the first time in his career. And then that week 11 game, I don't think either of us expect Joe Flacco to be starting at that point, whether it's injury
or whatever reason.
Whatever.
Yeah. And again, like, yes, the first 6 weeks are tough, but you get that bye. Like, I don't think the Bears are going to the playoffs this year. I just don't. I think they're overhyped again. It's a first-year head coach. The defense still needs a lot of work. Like, at Miami, that time of year, first of all, it's a night game, so you don't have to worry about the heat, humidity, any of that. Like, I don't see them going to Miami in prime time and laying an egg like they did a couple years ago. At Minnesota, week 10, I don't buy that quarterback yet. Like, I think he could be a thing by week 10. I don't think he's going to be a thing. At Cleveland, I just said, please, you know, take care of business there. Then the hapless Jets come to you, right? I mean, you should make a lot of hay between that bye and hosting the Bengals week 13. And you're hosting them at home on a short week, right? Another Thursday night home game, Thanksgiving night. Like, I mean, come on now. Like, that. So, yeah, 4-2. Take care of business in the middle, and then if you slip a little bit late, you're probably still winning this division.
Yeah, and we talk so much about these opponents in Buffalo and Kansas City, but it's worth mentioning again, this Ravens team is really, really good. And Jonas Schaefer, IA Hall of Famer, covers him for the Banner. He put out a piece recently. This could potentially be the best team in the Lamar Jackson era. Now, it comes with a caveat. I would be stunned if Lamar Jackson is able to outdo what he did last year in a historic year.
I mean,
Derrick Henry, I would be stunned if he'd be.
Right.
So, like, both of them, you'd expect some regression there.
Absolutely.
Naturally. But I am with Jonas. If you look at this roster as a whole, it's really, really talented. Do they still need to bring in a D tackle? We talk about edge and safety with our Darius. Yes, and there's a lot of time between now and week one, and we know Eric DaCosta makes a lot of moves at this time. But right now, it's a damn good roster.
It's a damn good roster. I have questions about the defense. I have questions about special teams. So, like, I'm not ready to crown it and say it's going to be the best team of the Lamar Jackson era because I think a lack of inherent natural pass rushers has stymied them when they've played the best quarterbacks in the biggest moments. I'm talking playoffs. I'm not talking Brock Purdy in his own backyard and he ends up peeing down his leg on Monday Night Football. I'm talking about the Josh Allens and the Mahomes in their backyard when everything's on the line. Like, so that's how high the bar is set, and they've been around that bar for years. Am I going to guarantee this is the year that this roster clears that bar? I'm not, and I'm with you. It'd be hard, almost impossible, to have as efficient of an offense, but maybe it is, and maybe that's because Likely does more, and Zay does more, and Bateman does more, and, I mean, Justice Hill slash Keaton Mitchell do a little bit more. Maybe the offensive line's even better this year. Maybe Ronnie has another great year, and the second year with the right tackle is legitimate. Like, who knows? But, yeah, individually, Lamar and Derrick Henry, for them to combine for that many yards at that clip, both rushing and throwing the ball, boy, if it happens again, you better at least get to a Super Bowl with it, because lightning rarely strikes twice. I don't think it's striking 3 years in a row.
No. Andy Koska covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. He joins us at the bottom of the hour. Where the heck does this team go from here? They're 3-9 in what was perceived as a soft May schedule. But coming up next, we're going to hear post-game thoughts from Brandon Hyde, talk about Tomo Sugano, the bats going silent again. And also, we'll take more of your calls, 410-583-1057. Just how upset are you about the start of this Orioles team? What changes would you like to see now, whether that's manager, hitting coach, GM, heck, even lineup decisions? Do you want to see Adley continue to bat cleanup despite batting below the Mendoza line? 410-583-1057. We'll take more of your calls next. On the
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Fan.
We continue to work. I mean, we're hitting 220 something as a club, so that's going to be a tough recipe with giving up over five runs a game. So we got to get continue to put the effort in. I thought we swung the bat better in Anaheim, okay at times yesterday, and then today we had a tough day.
Dude.
That was manager Brandon Hyde following the Orioles' latest loss to the Twins, 4-0 today. They are 0-6 against the Twins, getting swept in back-to-back weeks. And his offense, of course, shut out, just had 6 hits, but 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. That has been a season-long issue, to say the least.
They're broken, and neither he nor his boss, Mike Elias, can fix them.
We got a lot of calls, 410-583-1057, if you want to give your thoughts on the Orioles' 12 games below .500. We're still what, 10 days away from Memorial
Day? We're a week away from them having more losses than victories. That's that. By this time next week, I think we'll be there.
Rick is in Towson. Rick, you're on the Fan. What's
Hello?
Up, Rick? All right, no Rick.
Bummer.
Sorry, Rick.
Ed, it sounds like a nice day for a drive.
It did, yeah. Ed is in Towson. Ed, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How are you?
What's
hey
up, Ed?
I'm good. Look, I'll go two for J-Lock. I'm gonna go with a twofer. Okay, I had a Ravens question, but the Orioles question for you. In fact, you're talking Orioles. How good, let me pivot, how good is the farm? I've heard a lot about the farm system. I listen to you guys. I don't Google. If I want to know something, I listen on the radio. I learn about baseball. All right, that farm system that has highly touted, doing a great job. They won 100 games. The guys come out, they're really talented. Does it prepare them for this? The problem that they have, is it lack of preparation, like iron sharpens iron type of thing? J-Lock, is that what happens with the minor league, or do they learn baseball once they get up to the major leagues? But it seems like they're not making the adjustment. This, you know, they're always going to adjust to what you're doing, and it seems like we can't make the mental adjustment. Aside from there may be managerial issues, I've heard you talk about that, but do you think the talent level, is this legit when they're coming out of minor league?
Thanks for the call, Ed.
I think it's fair to question their practices and tactics at the minor league level and whether these kids are prepared for adversity. I think it's fair to question who's around them to lift them up. We've been begging for more veterans, not fewer veterans. They went the other way. The constant platoons and not giving the kids enough opportunity when they first come up to really show what they can do. There's been mistakes made all over the place. Look, I don't think that they can predict mentally how someone like Adley Rutschman, I'm going to point to him individually, how that someone like that who's that talented could handle failure. I don't think you know until he fails. He, to me, on a day-to-day basis, watching the at-bats and crunching the numbers, he looks completely lost and broken to me, and I don't know if he's fixable. Like, I honestly don't know if Adley Rutschman will ever be anything more than, at best, an average major league player.
410-583-1057. John is in Baltimore. John, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys.
Hey. We're
when
here.
Mike
What's
Elias
up?
Was, hey, when Mike Elias was hired, part of his deal was he was given complete control over this organization in every aspect. And since that time, he's filled this organization with sycophants and yes men.
Yes.
And when that happens and you hire those sycophants and yes men to coach a bunch of young men who have barely faced an ounce of adversity in their life, this is what you get. So my question is, when is the owner, this billionaire owner, going to wise up and make a change? Because in his private equity days, I'm sure if there was a company who was performing 200% below expectations, he would make a change.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have a track record to work from, and unfortunately, he didn't do his homework on what he was buying, and to an earlier caller's point, he thought it was plug and play, just plan the parade route. He didn't realize that the emperor had no clothes who put this thing together, Mike Elias. The problem is he allowed Mike Elias to completely sway him from his initial thought, which was, if I throw much more money into this, I can put it over the top. And that's what I was begging him to do, because I knew if Elias got to him, it wouldn't happen. Because Elias wants to be judged on the lowest common denominator. I want to be the little engine that could. I don't want to actually have to meet it. The moment they've had to try to meet expectations, the GM has fallen woefully short, and it's trickled down to in his clubhouse, and they have his personality. He's lifeless and overly analytical. They are lifeless and overly analytical. He doesn't have a pulse and can't meet the moment and doesn't know when it's go time. They're the exact same way. And his skipper is the exact same way. I don't know when this owner's going to wake up. Bone, I thought 10,000 empty seats in the playoffs would have woke him up.
It did not. Let's go back out. Thomas is in Baltimore. Thomas, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Man, this is just depressing. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Watching them every day, I can't even do it anymore. I don't even want to check the scores because I know it's a loss. And we don't score any runs. We don't pitch. And all, at the center of all of it, like you guys are saying, is Adley Rutschman. What do we do about him? Watching him is just, like I said, depressing. And it's really just magnified right now. And it's representative of the whole team, I feel like.
Well, what you don't do is treat us like fools and treat his teammates like fools and keep batting them forth and pretending that there's nothing to see here. Like, that's what you don't do, but what do these guys do? They're constantly in cover-their-ass mode. They're more interested in being right than actually winning. I've been telling you that for two trade deadlines ago. I saw through this guy. Saw what he was all about and what he's not all about. Saw him for the fraud and phony that he is. Okay? And it's all come to light. Adley needs to sit. Adley might need to go back to AAA. Like, it's been a year where he's one of the 18 worst major league hitters on a daily basis for almost a calendar year. That's not a fluke. That's not a slump. Like, he needs a complete reset. He has declined from an above-average catcher to a far below-average catcher by any metric you look at. Like, and their answer to that was, let's bring in a guy, Gary Sanchez, who's never been considered a catcher because he can hit. But they don't do their homework enough to know that he can't even hit anymore. It is depressing. And at least when they stunk before and were on 60-win pace, you could convince yourself that hope was on the other side. And I'm going to watch Bowie tonight, and I'm going to watch Norfolk tonight, because there's this wave of talent on the way. That wave is crested. It's regressing. There is no wave behind it. And we're left with a GM who is so out of his depth, it's painful.
Coming up next, Andy Koska, who covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner, will be joining us. Where the heck does this team go from here? 12 games below 500. The offense is absolutely floundering. We'll get Andy's thoughts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The fan. The Twins completed the three-game sweep of the Orioles earlier today. 4-0 winners in Baltimore. Birds are now 15-27, so that's 12 games under 500. And they entered the month of May with the easiest schedule in baseball. They have started this month with a 3-9 record. But besides that, everything's great. And joining us now is Andy Koska of the Baltimore Banner. And Andy, with everything that I just said, where does this team go from here? When could substantial changes happen? Because they've been the biggest disappointment in baseball, given their expectations heading into the year.
Yeah, I don't have a crystal ball for when or even if big changes will be made, be that at manager, hitting coach, DFAing players, things of that nature. I imagine that if this team at the All-Star break is as far under 500 right now, you know, as they are right now, they could be sellers of the deadline. I wouldn't be shocked at that fact. I don't think many people would be necessarily shocked about that either. I mean, this, you know, Mike Elias has shown, if you remember 2022,
yep,
they were a team that was kind of, or 2020, yeah, 2022, they were a team that was kind of, you know, they could have bought at the deadline. They weren't expected to be in that position, and instead they were sellers, and they, at that point, they were right around 500 at the trade deadline. Yet they maximized their window, or so was, you know, the statement at the time, by getting rid of, you know, Trey Mancini, Jorge Lopez, and things like that. Those trades pretty much worked. I mean, you got guys like Yennier Cano back, who, you know, for the past 2 years has been really good. I'm not going back to 2022 to throw blame around, but it just almost a really to say that I don't think Mike Elias would be scared to say, okay, we are selling. If he looks at this rationally and says this team is out of it at the All-Star break, would not be shocked by that. Again, we'll see if it, you know, if things turn around. It's getting harder and harder to believe that. This is the worst, you know, most games under 500 since 2021. And you mentioned going into this, you know, this was the easy part of the schedule, May. You know, a lot of teams, you know, were under 500, but I wrote an article at the beginning of May, actually before the Minnesota series, the first one in Minnesota at the beginning of May, about we're going to learn a lot about the O's. And pointed out that, like, yeah, this is quote unquote easier part of the schedule, but every team that is below 500 is going to look at the Orioles and say, oh, this is the easy part of the schedule. And right now, what we've learned about the Orioles this month is that they are not rising to the occasion. They won 2 of 3 from the Angels, but have lost 6 straight from the Twins, could not muster much offense at all. Sugano was a fine start. I mean, geez, you give up 4 runs and 6 1/3, you should probably be in the ball game. But right now, that's not good enough. You pretty much had to be perfect, and literally had to be perfect to have a chance in this game. So that's a long-winded way of answering, of saying, I don't know. I don't know the answer to your question. I don't think we're gonna know until probably around the All-Star break. That tends to be when teams really decide, are they going for it or are they not.
What message do you think they're trying to send by propagating Adley Rutschman as a cleanup hitter in the major leagues?
Well, he hit 6th yesterday, so he is not really a cleanup hitter this year. He's been 5th most of the year, so 1 below cleanup hitter. But I think the message they're trying to send by keeping him in that heart of the order position, and I understand, you know, just for, you know, I understand why you're asking the question. The specifics have not been there, so I totally get it. I didn't mean to come off in any way.
No, not at all.
But he's hitting below 200, I believe, just mm-hmm. dip below that. We can talk about expected stats all day, and I know folks have, and they've pointed to the fact that Adley has been unlucky, and I would agree in some points. You know, you look at some of the hit, you know, the outs he has hit into just even this last week, and you're like, man, this guy can't catch a break. But you know, it's one of those things that you feel like, you know, he is grinding. And it has not been easy for him for the last 6 months, really. The second half of last year and now 2 months of this season. This is extended difficult stretch from him without much to show for it at the plate. The message I believe they're sending by keeping him there is one that they still believe in Adley Rutschman, which, you know, I think you kind of have to if you picked him first overall and in kind of the face of the rebuild. Two, they are also sending potentially on a negative note that's acceptable. That's the flip point. So you can say you trust him, and I honestly do believe he will turn this around. I think if he does exactly the same thing he's doing right now over a course of a season, there's going to be positive regression. So I want to emphasize that part. But right now, you know, when a lineup really needs to be shaken up and a message needs to be sent about production overall,
yeah,
you do wonder if a change more drastically needs to be made. I'm not saying get rid of Adley or anything like that. That's the last thing you need to do. But dropping him to a very low part of the lineup could be more suitable for what he's producing at this exact juncture. At the same token, though, the reason why I think he's staying up there is because the quality of at bat is still pretty decent. There are few at bats where it's three pitches and strikeout. He's still working the count. He's still getting on base via walks. So I think that is an area where Brandon Hyde values being able to work the count.
But what about
those higher up areas?
But I bring up cleanup because the ostensibly you're batting a guy cleanup because you want him to hit with people on base. And I hear what you're saying, and I see the expected outcomes too, but I also see him with runners on first and second popping up quite a bit. You know what I mean? Like I see him when the moment gets bigger, the quality of at bat and the real grinding attempt just to move these guys over no matter what it takes. Like I don't see that out of him, you know what I mean? So that's where I feel the disconnect.
Oh, sure. And it's definitely, I mean, I would agree with you. It's a team-wide issue, and the nature of being Adley Rutschman for this team means that there's going to be a microscope on him. And while he's not the only one that is struggling in those situations, there is naturally going to be more questions drawn to his performances, and rightly so, because he needs to be a leader in the clubhouse and on the diamond. If you think about it, you know, this team so far this year is hitting 188 with runners in scoring position. That is worse than the majors. So it is, and since Easter Sunday, I believe they are 26-4. I just wrote it in my gamer. 149, I believe. That's about like a 130 something average. So while I totally understand where you're coming from with Adley, and I'm not making an excuse for him. Absolutely, something needs to turn around there. He's a team leader and needs to play like one. But it's really on a lot of guys, and so it's a lot of guys we can point to, and even Gunnar is one of the better hitters on this team. But before he had a couple RBIs Wednesday, he was hitting 200 with runners in scoring position. You know, so it definitely goes to there's more. It's a team wide problem, and I don't know if I have a good answer as to why. Hitting is contagious, maybe. I don't know if the mental side is, you know, and if hitting is contagious, then not hitting is equally as contagious, and maybe that's kind of what we're experiencing a little bit.
He's Andy Koska, covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Banner.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
Mackenzie Gore tomorrow. Mackenzie Gore tomorrow. Easy street.
Oh, yeah. It all gets easier from there.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we'll put a bow on the Orioles' dud of a series against the Twins. Take an early look to tomorrow, as Jason said. Mackenzie Gore going up against the Orioles. And we'll also give you the text of the day before we turn it over to Beltway Ben Hall and Cordell Woodland with a fresh take on the Fan. It has been another great time at Prince George's Stadium, Chesapeake Bay Sox Always love being out here. We had Braxton Bragg on the show. We had Creed Willems on the show. If you missed it, go on the Odyssey app. Beltway Ben Hall's all on top of it.
He's on it.
All the descriptions, the chapters, you can go back and listen to it. But, hey, you should come to the stadium and watch this team play because they're in town through the weekend tonight. Happy hour, live music. Well, you got to hurry at this point. $2 beers.
They sound great, though.
$2 beers between now and 6:30. 6:35 first pitch for Akron. But, hey, if you can't make it tonight, come this weekend. You have kids? First 1,000 kids get a glow stick tomorrow as we have a post-game glow stick dance party. It starts at 7:05 tomorrow. Fireworks follow the game Saturday. That's a 6:35 start. And, hey, if you're a dog person, if you have dogs, if you don't have dogs, bark in the park on Sunday, Jason. Start time is at 1:05. Get your tickets now at BaySox.com. Before we give way to Beltway Ben Hall and Cordell Woodland, let's hear from Beltway Ben Hall with our text of the day.
Check, 1, 2, check.
Text today is sponsored by Oorsman Automotive, driven by OorsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Oorsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OorsmanCars.com. Text today comes from Seth in Towson, who says, NFL didn't do the Ravens any favors with the schedule. First few weeks are brutal, and to finish with Pittsburgh and Green Bay on the road is the cherry on top.
I don't want to say that they're hosed.
It like, could always
know,
be worse.
Yeah. I don't know if the NFL hosed them. I think part of it, Jason, they have a really difficult road schedule in general.
Yes.
Even prior to when the dates came out, when you're going to Kansas City, when you're going to Buffalo, and obviously all of the division games as well, Green Bay, it was going to be a tough schedule. But guess what? The Ravens have had a tough schedule to each of the past couple of years, and it turned out pretty fun.
I thought they'd win 11 or 12 before the schedule came out. Vegas thought they'd win 11 or 12 before the schedule came out. I still think they'll win 11 or 12, but we'll tell you tomorrow.
We will.
Exactly how many.
That's a tease. And we're also going to talk to John Mioli, covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner.
If you think the O's are driving you crazy, read John in his latest pieces in the Banner. He's literally like his own shrink.
Yes.
He is basically Dr. Melfi-ing himself on the couch every night watching this Orioles team spin its wheels.
We'll get our best bets with Ariel Epstein, and Ben Hall will give us his best bets as well. And IA Hall of Famer Jacob Calvin Meyer will be joining us as well. That's it for us from Prince George's Stadium, but don't even think about turning that dial because Ben Hall, Cordell Woodland, they have some ear candy for you.
And the best news is you don't have to watch the birds while you listen to them.
That's a good point.
No more slop to sit
through. All your focus.
No more slop tonight.
All your focus on Ben
Go Bay Sox.
And Cordell next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.